Greetings, Mafia. Those of you that are with me for a long time know that YouTube deleted most of my COVID-related videos where I talked about the dangers of taking the jab. Furthermore, I reported on sudden deaths of doctors who stood up to the big pharma, calling out the pandemic and raising awareness regarding jabs. COVID-19 is a bioweapon, so are the vaccines. Mainstream media was relentless in pushing pro-jab propaganda down everyone's throats, which makes it nothing short of an accessory to mass murder. People around the globe are experiencing serious health issues, some even die due to side effects. And it's happening on such a large scale, the media can't sweep it under the rug anymore. Naturally, the big pharma will make more profit out of it by selling medications to reduce these side effects if created. Gaddafi warned us about it in his last UN Assembly address. We'll take a look at this article by Forbes, but remember, this is a damage control. The media knows it's happening on a large scale, so now it needs to justify it. Here it goes. COVID vaccines linked to small increase in heart and brain disorders, study finds, but risk from infection is far higher. Right there, that's what I'm talking about. The title itself is patronizing. It's not so much a title as it is a statement saying, hey, you're still better off having a brain tumor or heart failure than catching COVID, don't you know? COVID vaccines from companies like Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca were linked to rare, yeah right, occurrences of heart, brain, and blood disorders, a recent peer-reviewed study found, though experts, i.e. public relations staff, say the risks of developing COVID-19 greatly outweighed the risks of getting vaccinated. There they go again. Researchers from Global Vaccine Data Network, a research arm of World Health Organization, looked at expected versus observed rates of 13 medical conditions that were considered, quote, adverse events of special interest, end quote, in a study population of 99 million vaccinated people in 8 countries, making it the largest COVID vaccine study to date. Please, Mafia, pay attention to the usage of the word rare. Moving on. Rare cases of myocarditis inflammation of the heart were identified in first, second, and third doses of Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna's mRNA vaccines. The highest rate was seen after the second Moderna dose, 6.1 times the expected rate of cases, according to the study published in the journal Vaccine. Another heart condition called pericarditis had a 6.9-fold increased risk in those who took a third dose of AstraZeneca viral vector vaccine, while a first and fourth dose of Moderna vaccine had a 1.7-fold and 2.6-fold increased risk, respectively. There was a 2.5 times greater risk of developing the rare autoimmune disorder Guillain-Barré syndrome among those who took AstraZeneca's vaccine compared to the rate researchers expected, and a 2.3 times greater risk of getting blood clots among the same population. There was a 3.8 times greater risk of developing the neurological disorder acute disseminated encephalomyelitis after the Moderna vaccine was administered, and 2.2-fold increased risk of AstraZeneca's vaccine, according to the study. Notice there is not a single word about the actual number or percentage of people experiencing these so-called rare side effects. And yet, it's supposed to be the largest COVID vaccine study to date. Now I'll skip ahead a few paragraphs filled with medical terms most aren't familiar with unless you're a doctor, and get to the crucial quote. The odds of all these adverse events is still much, much higher when infected with SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, so getting vaccinated is still by far the safest choice. The CEO of biotechnology company Centivax, Jacob Glanville, who is not involved in a study, told Forbes. So he's nothing more than a big pharma talking head. He's unfamiliar with the study, he didn't participate, he's just reading the script. What's troubling is many of these illnesses, especially heart conditions, are hereditary. This in turn means more people are going to be born with these conditions. Hopefully most of you listening didn't fall for the hype, but I remember rows of people standing in line for jabs and boosters. And if COVID was our global IQ test, we as humanity have all failed. If you want to support my work, you can do so through PayPal Tip Jar, to which you find a link in email and on your screen. This is Top Dollar signing off.